Looking at the ICAO effort to reduce aircraft carbon emissions, who is and isn't covered by the proposed new rules?
Well, there's always been a concept of what are referred to as small emitters.
From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. For the first time ever, an element of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, has come up with proposed standards for reducing aircraft carbon emissions on a worldwide scale. NBAA's Chief Operating Officer, Steve Brown, tells me this is a step that could affect some, but not all, of the association's members if it's implemented in its current form later this year.
The very smallest of the business aviation aircraft would, under the recommended standard, be exempt. So that would be generally aircraft under 12,500 pounds, pretty much all the turboprops and some of the light jets. It's only when you get to larger aircraft where you have higher fuel burns and therefore more emissions that it's useful to try and measure emissions and apply technology to make significant reductions in the future that are beneficial. And the primary reason, of course, it's beneficial is the technology allows for lower fuel burn, which is a significant economic benefit to the operator.
Steve tells me the proposed standards would apply to all new aircraft models built after 2020. Emission-reducing changes would be phased in on existing models between 2023 and 2028. These proposed standards are the product of 6 years' negotiations, and business aviation was at the table the entire time.
We have technical experts on staff that work with the ICAO process in these international meetings and debates. But even more importantly, our members, both manufacturers and operators of aircraft, have been involved in the committee meetings, primarily through IBAC, the International Business Aviation Council, which has participated in all of the ICAO meetings. Over the last 6 years, there have been 26 meetings, 700 papers. So it's been a very broad effort. Part of the objective in this very broad effort was to find a recommended standard that could apply on a global basis.
Brown says he's cautiously optimistic that the twin objectives of reducing emissions and reducing operating costs by lowering fuel burns will result in worldwide agreement come later this year when ICAO holds its triennial General Assembly in Montreal. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
Whether you're looking for a job or looking to fill a job, NBAA can help. The association's Business Aviation Job Resource is designed to make it easier for business aviation professionals to find the newest available positions and gain greater exposure to hiring companies. In turn, companies are able to post openings to find the most qualified people in the industry. It all starts on the internet at nbaa.org/jobs.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. If you travel overseas, especially to South America and the Caribbean, chances are your aircraft may have to be treated with insecticide. That process is known as disinsection. In Italy, for example, where several cases of the Zika virus have been reported, all aircraft must now carry a certificate of residual disinsection. That means spraying interior surfaces of the aircraft except areas in which food is prepared. That's one of the more stringent examples, but other countries with requirements aimed at eliminating mosquitoes that might carry the Zika virus include Russia, China, Australia, and New Zealand. There's a link to more information provided by the World Health Organization. You'll find it in the NBAA update section of our website. The swift arrival of comments opposing user fee air traffic control should make it clear to Congress that this proposal is not in the best interest of the United States. Those are the words of NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin in the organization's call to action regarding proposals to privatize ATC and pay for that with user fees. Local and regional aviation groups are recommending their members act right away. You can keep up on the battle against privatization and user fees at NBAA.org. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.